Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it, play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Huh. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Chasing them dollars or something.
Well, you know, we got to do it because obviously,
the man sitting up in them big old white pretty houses behind the oak doors ain't trying to get us no cheese, so the pursuit of cheese has got to become more prominent in your life. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, you know what I mean? We come through here this week. We're going back to a topic that we addressed last week. You know, where do we go from here, part two? We're going to talk a little bit about life. We're going to talk a little bit of politics. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, everything, because all these things are intertwined. Well, we have this bill passed upon this here hill, and we the people are going to have to live with the pros and the cons of this decision that has been made. And I'm wondering if we all truly understand what's going on. Not only that, our freight rating has been downgraded. And truth be told, it's not the end of the world. This is something that we can all get beyond. But what a lot of people don't realize is this. I personally think it's part of the scheme to squeeze more money out of us. Because all is going to happen is that banks are going to hike their interest rates upon loans that they give us. They're going to hike their interest rates upon loans that we already have. And this is just going to be a general more excuse to find a new avenue to squeeze more and more out of the working class, the poor, the middle class, people living from paycheck to paycheck. Try calling your bank and getting any measure of cooperation out of them, and you'll understand what I'm saying. 646-929-2870 is the calling number. Press the number 1 if you have anything you want to say to us. We'll happily let you in. Hold on. I think we got somebody with us already. 111, you're on live with the show. Welcome.
It's only me, the reason why you have part 2 today.
And of course, my man who likes starting it all up, Joe from Montana, is in the building with us because I'm sure he's got a lot to say. But,
well, actually, you said it. You said it for me already because you were already talking about how the credit ratings, the agencies downgraded our credit, and how the interest rates are going to go up. One thing I disagree with you about is the fact you say this isn't the end of the world. I happen to think that this is the beginning of the end of America. Everything else was just foreplay. Now with this debt ceiling debacle and the credit, the interest rates going up, you're right. They're not just going to squeeze us. They're going to make everybody very much poorer. This will be the end. I predict I think it's by 2012, but if it extends beyond that to 2014, if for some reason it goes to 2016 before we're in the real dumper, I'll be surprised. But forget it. This is the end. Economically, 44 million people on food stamps. One out of every only 44 million people didn't pay taxes. We have this. Oh, I can't curse. We have this jackass in the Federal Reserve who's going to print out more money than God has angels, and the whole world. You know, we're just the last ones. The European Union, Greece, Brazil, India, Ireland, they've all gone the way of being flushed down the toilet. We're next.
And I don't think a lot of people, and I think this is. Once again, this is my personal opinion that a lot of the people don't realize, you know, they're listening, but they really don't understand the ramifications that America was the last gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last place that people would say, okay, because I want to throw a statistic out there. The population of the United States is only about 3 or 4% of the world. But when it comes to the global economy, we are 20% of it. Because this is where ultimately when somebody brings a product to market, their ultimate goal is for it to come to the United States. When you produce a CD, write a book, Anything that you do, your ultimate goal is to bring it to the gold standard of the world, and now that that standard is tarnished a little bit, we have to sit and wonder how exactly did we get here.
So it seemed like the question is, how did we get here? The question should be, what do we do that we here?
Well,
how do we get from here? You know what I'm saying?
Well, both questions are good. We got to know what the history is so that we don't repeat it. Now that we're here, what do we do about it so that we don't repeat the history? The thing is that American people...
Go ahead, Joe. Finish it up.
Okay. The thing is, the American people have been so programmed so well to be stupid that we're not going to care until we go to the supermarket and we find that food isn't on the shelves. And I mean that. I mean, Americans are that stupid. We're that callous. We don't care. And that's the way it is. And that's why the politicians can very easily, you know, pull the wool over our eyes. We not only do not do research, but when we do, we come across facts that we don't like, so we...
discard them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So...
Now, for anyone who's normally listening to the show, once again, like we always say, when you call this show or when you listen to this show is about life in general, different aspects of life that help formulate the equation of life, love, and relationships. And even with the whole playerology movement, the movement is about educating yourself. The movement is about uplifting your game. Because if you don't have game, you can't play the game. And the game is bigger. Excuse my French, because like I said, we normally don't cuss a lot on the show. But we're going to cuss to get a point across. The game is bigger than pussy and dick. You feel me? The game is bigger than all that. The scope, length, width, and breadth of the game is that we're falling under the umbrella of playing the game of life. That is what the whole playerology movement is about. It's to promote better mindset, more consciousness of what's going on around us. We can't be blunted and drank all the time and thinking life is just a constant celebration. You're numbing yourself to the truth and the facts of what's happening around us. The world as we know it is changing.
Well,
thank you very much for that sir. And that's what we're here trying to promote, is to open up the consciousness of people's minds to tap into what's going on. Yeah, we from the hood, and yeah, I represent the hip-hop generation, and yeah, I got a swag, and yeah, I talk a certain way, but at the same time, the light bulb has come on in my head, and I see how things affect me directly, because now that I have little girls depending on me to lay a foundation for them into the future, I have to pay attention to what's going on around me, and I suggest that everybody does. Put the blunt down for a moment. Put the Cristal down, put the Hennessy, put the Cobra, the Magnum 45, whatever your drink of choice is. Put the cigarette down for a moment. Catch up with what's going on as these polytrictions and those that we have assigned, not only the polytrictions, the pastorites, as I like to call them. Hey, y'all like that, right? Pastorites. The pastorites that put themselves up on pulpits in their gold robe, and turns out they're taking, you know, messing with little boys, 17, 16, and stuff, buying them cars and stuff. Shout out to Eddie Long. We have been numbed. We've been led astray. The wool has been pulled over our eyes when it comes to certain things. Yeah, it's okay to be a little materialistic, because when you ain't never had nothing, you got to get something. They're making it harder to do that, which is going to force us to make more irrational decisions, which means more people are going to be headed up the stakes, which means more people are going to be making illogical choices because we were numb, inactive, standing on the sidelines when these decisions were being just handed down on us. And they are on us. They're not on the polytrictions. All their kids go to private school. all their kids got scholarships that the alumni going to write off in whatever way. They vacation in Europe. These fat cats just took off on a 5-week vacation, and I want to throw a question out there to internet land, to radio land. When last any one of us around this camp could afford a 5-week vacation?
I can.
Those are the questions. 646-929-2870. Hey, Dizzle, you kind of been quiet, bro. What's good?
I don't know, because I was trying to figure out what bus went across town. You're talking about a 5-week vacation. I was trying to keep all that in context, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I can mix in politics with playerology real easy. Playerology is how to get your game up, right? How a player can play, how he can be successful with women. Well, talk about, let's say, the single guy trying to be successful.
Well, you limit it to women. It's not just about women, Joe.
How a single guy can be successful with other single guys?
No, we were talking, the whole biology movement is about life. It's not about being conquering a woman. That's very limited. That scope is very limited. No, we're way beyond that one.
Oh, okay. All
right. Barbara, let's hear your point, Joe. Let's hear your point, because we know you're going somewhere with this.
Mm.
Do we need to put out a public service announcement on this?
Yeah, I like to curse my ass off, but I'll wait until 10 o'clock for me to really start getting going. But if you want to put out the PSA, go ahead. It's all right. But the thing is that playerology, all right, how to make it in this world, subdivision, how to make it with women. The thing is that when you have politics invading our very lives, invading our very thoughts, we don't know how pervasive that is. But let's take the dating game. A guy back in the 50s, 60s, he dated a girl. I got a lot of feedback. Okay.
That's not on my end, brother. Go ahead.
All right. But if he was dating a girl, all right, he just dated her. The only thing that could really ruin his life was if he made the girl pregnant or if he did a breach of promise. If he asked her to marry him, she said yes, then he said no. Then he could be caught in a breach of promise suit. Nowadays, okay, here's one prime example. I was waiting for this ruling. This ruling did come down. A doctor had sex with another doctor, okay? She gives him oral sex. She takes his jism home. She and takes it, puts it in a turkey baster, then takes the jism, puts it in herself, gets pregnant, and the judge says that he has to pay child support. All right? No penetration on his part, no intent on his part to get her pregnant. She stole it, but because the judge ruled that it was a gift, since it came out of his body and it's no longer his, he has to pay child support. There are sperm donors who have been sued. They have to pay child support. Sperm donors. There have been female teachers who have statutorily raped younger boys. They have to pay child support. When you're dating a girl now, it's coming close to the time, and judges have been reviewing this, where if you're dating a girl, you're not even living with her, but if you're dating her and you break up with her, if because of emotional distress she gets too distressed, you might have to pay some sort of emotional distress fee. There was a woman on Blog Talk Radio. She was a co-host of a show. She was telling us about the time when she had two kids from a previous marriage. She's dating this new guy. I don't know if they were living together, but she was seeing him for like 5 years. They broke up. He had to pay her $10,000 because the courts ruled he bonded with her kids, and now the separation of him from her kids is causing some sort of emotional distress, and he's got to pay. And she got the money. So this affects once a person knows about these laws, that affects the way that you're going to go out there in the dating scene. How do you expect the normal guy nowadays to hook up with some chick and say, hey, why don't I move in with you? Why don't you move in with me? When you know that all it takes is one argument, and all of a sudden she's got almost half your possessions. That's politics. These are decisions made for us by scumbags in Congress, people we don't even know. And, okay, you guys are in Vegas. How do you feel about assholes from California making decisions on the federal level to affect the way you live in Las Vegas? I don't like it. So that's how we can intertwine politics with playerology.
My man Joe went in on that one right there. Joe tied it all together with a bow for y'all. Welcome to the show, Can I Play a Play? We're talking about life, love, politics, politricks. You know what I mean? There's some people out there turning tricks, but we don't knock nobody's hustle. It's all love up on here. We do what we got to do to get by. My man K. Dizzle's been kind of quiet, but on the flip side, when we come back, he's going to drop some profound knowledge on y'all. You know what I mean? Next thing we're going to do is something from my man Q Harper over there in World Movement Records, you know, www.worldmovement.com. Stick and stay.
Thank you.
welcome back from the break. That was my man Q Harper, you know, World Movement Records, over here doing our thing. It's your boy Pretty Tony coming back to you live with the man who's always riding shotgun. You know what I mean? Scooted down, making sure ain't nobody following us because we paranoid as hell. My man K Diddy, the Elixir of Love. K Dizzle, what's good? K Dizzle, where you at?
Oh, why, you didn't hear me? Can you hear me now?
Nah,
can you hear me now,
brother? We can hear you now.
No, I guess the mic was plugged up, man, because I was riding through this neighborhood and I was trying to look around and see who was looking at me. But
the shotgun position, huh?
Yeah, man, I gotta see what's happening because see, my man Joe, you know, I was listening to him. You know, he's talking about 2012. Things is looking kind of sad, and actually, you know, I agree with Joe in a sense, and it had me kind of sad, you know, because of the economic situation and things is going around. You know, it's then turned everybody into more selfish individuals because you really have to somewhat be that way to survive because things are really tight out there and it's really bad because I don't really see no end in sight. Harder and tougher is things getting to survive and just maintain the very necessities. You know, it makes everybody have this callous, selfish kind of attitude, you know what I mean? And when does that stop? What's going to turn that around? And until the economy straightens up, I don't see that flipping, you know? And that's why people are doing, like you were saying earlier, the irrational behavior, you having people do things they wouldn't normally do. You know, you have people totally out of character. You know what I'm saying? And it's not something that's going to turn around tomorrow. And I guess that's the depressing point because as the cupboards become more bare, and like Joe mentioned, when you go to the supermarket and there's no food or there's only five chickens and there's 40 people trying to get those five chickens. You know what I'm saying? Shit is going to be real, real crazy. And when you kind of look ahead and you kind of see how things are unfolding, you know, it's kind of depressing in a sense.
Yeah, it's depressing, huh? You know, when you're mentioning
I want to speak this. I want to thank all the guests I see tuning in the chat room. Welcome to the show. Shout out to my man, Power Moves. What's happening, family? I see you. I want to speak this for my people. And I speak like y'all because, you know what I mean, I consider myself an amalgamation of intelligentsia and the streets, a brother who decided to open his mind up to what's going on around us. My folks, I said it earlier in the show, and I want to make sure I say it again. You can't spend too much time off in la-la land. You can't spend too much time being clouded and cloudy, purple haze all up in our mind that we don't see what's going on around us. They are putting this clearly on the back for the have-nots. Because I don't know exactly how you're going to take from people who have very little and ask those who have a lot for nothing. I don't know. And then, like Cornel West, my dear brother Cornel West just tweeted, it's amazing how people are so eagerly supporting a status quo that is leading them to their own very consent of their own self-destruction. Brother West just said it. We're standing on the sidelines and we're letting people blind us with this and that. You know what I mean? We're watching too many talk shows who are not presenting factual point of views. They're presenting their point of view. That is why they're making $1 million a year. Most people that listen to Rush Limbaugh need to know that Rush Limbaugh is in the business of Rush Limbaugh. He has become a very wealthy man playing on your fears. And it's not only Rush Limbaugh, it's people in the left, the right, the center, the conservatives, everybody has their own personal agenda, their own ideology. And the more we drive a wedge in between us, the more we drive a wedge in between us, we're not going to view ourselves as a family. A broken family becomes a dysfunctional family, which means we're not functioning as a unit for our betterment, because there's no one segment of the society except for the super rich that's going to make it out of this what they're trying to sugarcoat it as. This is the second Great Depression, man. They can twist it and turn it and anything they want to say with it. We are literally living through the second Great Depression right now. The only thing that's saving our very hide is once again going back to the image of America to the world while people still send stuff here. And the more we tarnish that image, like Joe said, we're going to see the results. They are driving us over a cliff. Nothing comes of bickering more than chaos. And chaos is what we're living in and living through right now, and it's affecting each and every one of us. Every time you go to the supermarket and the bill gets tallied up and it says $102 and you look down and you see 9 items, you're like, what? This is the life that we're now living.
How about everybody that just went through this thing where they lost their homes and stuff because of this big property scandal? Now they can't even qualify for a loan. So what does that mean to them? They can never be a homeowner again?
And now, once again, that's a part of the big picture, what I keep telling people. Don't be fooled by the fact we are still the ones losing, because if the bank takes the house back, all it's going to do is write the house off. And when it writes the house off, all it has to do is wait. At some point, that house will get sold again. So they're getting paid 3 times for that house. It's all a game. The whole premise and the falsehood of these loan modifications is bullshit.
The middle class just became the lower class. Because your credit is screwed up now. Your whole way of life has been changed.
Mm-hmm. And then when you add to that
now,
again, the 44 million people on food stamps, all they have to do because of austerity, look at what's happening in Greece. That's what's going to happen in the United States. The federal government has loaned out a lot of money to the states, and the states now have to pay it back, but they can't because everybody's in a state of depression and yada, yada, yada. So what are the states doing? They're cutting back on programs. They're cutting back on programs. People suffer. When the interest rates go up, people suffer. When the banks start lending again, but at an accelerated rate, you're going to get inflation like you've never seen before. People will suffer. This is the downfall of America.
Right now, they're saying in the United States of America, 4 out of 10 of our children are going in hunger. So I have to ask myself, as I see all these wonderful performers, because that's what I call politicians. They're performers, they're actors on these wonderful podiums, spewing whatever their belief is. How can you justify when you tell me that, can, you know, we can query the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and all that. Whatever, I have my own personal opinion, but we're not going to get into that. If we have $1 trillion to spend on war, why don't we spend $1 trillion on our future? How can you justify the need laying off teachers but spending more money to countries, giving them assistance, and it's proving that the diplomats in these countries are leaving out with suitcases full of money for Swiss bank accounts or the Turks and Caicos or the Isle of Man where the banking laws are a little bit lax?
You're taking away from the child
in Harlem, the child in South Central LA, the child in Nebraska, the child in Montana, who's going to school now, and the classroom size has gone from 20 to 40, so they had to lay off teachers who are already overwhelmed and underpaid. And my people, we're standing by. We have school districts going bankrupt. Entire school districts, man. We have cities filing bankruptcy. We have people not receiving their pensions that they worked for 40 years, 50 years. And all they were depending on is this pension and a little bit of help from their Social Security.
Now, that should be the cause for riots in the street. All right, people robbing, the politicians robbing your pensions? Oh, you know, That's the money you put in. That's the money you deserve to have gotten out. And now these thieves, these soulless creatures in suits are stealing pensions because they made the cities go bankrupt because of incompetency and corruption. People should go out in the streets at least for that.
They're not going to do that because they're too busy saying it's somebody else's problem and it don't affect them till it direct them, till it truly affect them. You know, long as they keep having that, well, it's not affecting me attitude, shit ain't going to never change.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The pensions will affect them because it's their pensions. If all of a sudden they're finding out politicians are going to dip into their pensions, which is what they want to do, and they're going to get less money out, and even though they contracted for to have a certain amount of money coming out, you know, that does affect them. But if nobody...
Well, yeah, the ones at that age right now that's getting screwed right now, but the ones that's paying into the pension plan that's not eligible yet, when they get there, then it ain't going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So that's when they going to get hit with it.
I wouldn't want to wait 20 more years for a private pension. People have already waited for Social Security too damn long.
Man, it's a dirty game. It is absolutely such a dirty game. It don't even make sense, man.
And this isn't just normal corruption anymore. I mean, everybody thinks that politicians are corrupt, but they don't understand that the politicians are corrupt to the degree that they have sold America down the river. There are people that have sold defense secrets to China and Turkey. And that only gets a blip in the newspapers. These people have been named. That Dan Hastert, forget his first name, he used to be the former Speaker of the House. A woman named Sybil Edmonds, who used to be an FBI translator, she testified before Congress about congressmen selling out America by selling secrets to Turkey and China.
And what was their reason for doing that, Joe?
That I don't know.
Will we give it to personal gain, greed? What would we give that one to?
Oh, I personally would say, of course, yeah.
So that goes back to what I was saying about the selfish mentality that people in this country have. It's all about me, but they don't look at the fact that attitude is screwing up millions of people depending on the position that you're in.
The other day, I asked a question, and, you know, I don't really knock the Tea Party because they all guilty, or the Tea Publicans, as I like to call them. Some of the things they say, balance, budget, control, spending, I am for all these things. Some of the things are the actions that these the representatives that they've taken up there, you know, lead me to question a lot of things. You cannot hold an entire country hostage based on an ideology because there's a bigger thing at play right here. We're in this hole and we need work to do work to get out of it. That's a fact. That is a fact. I personally feel that the pain has got to be spread all the way around. You know, but taxes should go up on everybody. You know, you don't have to agree, whatever your point of view. There's nowhere else we're going to get revenue from. Ain't no thunderbolt coming from the sky that's going to drop money on us. We all got to work ourselves out of it, everybody. And that's something I think a lot of people don't want to do, but the reality of this life is you ain't going to realize what's about to hit you till the day you call the fire department and they tell you they can only come out between 3 and 9. If your house burning between 10 and any other time, you're on your own. And that's when you're going to catch on.
Now, people may think you're exaggerating, and you may be with the fire department, but with the police department, it's not an exaggeration. Police departments in certain cities have sent out memos telling the residents there that they cannot or won't come out anymore for any calls to them about burglaries, about noise, about domestic violence, excuse me, because of the budget cutbacks. So it's happening now. It's going to spread more. And until people like K. Diddy was talking about, unless it hits them personally, they're just going to read about it in the newspapers and say, oh, okay, what's on TV tonight?
I just hate to see the senior citizens, because, man, this country's just totally dogging them out. You know, these people work 30 years, supposedly, to pay for their homes, and then they can no longer afford to live in them.
Well, like Tony was saying, you're paying three times for a home, but that's if you actually live in the home and you're paying back the mortgage. You are paying three times what the cost was of the home when you bought it 30 years ago. Hopefully, by the time you're in the home for about 30 years, that house is yours, so you don't have to worry about it.
Stop paying taxes on that shit one day, and then the fact is, what we're talking about, the people is getting Social Security and living on their pensions, and they can no longer afford to even maintain their house to live in it. And so they end up moving out. They end up moving into a senior citizen facility. So at the end of the day, what did you do? Just lease that house for 30 years?
That was it. And even if you can't afford the house, and even if you can't afford the property taxes, the government can come in and make the surrounding area, as it has done in certain instances, an environmentally protected wildlife zone, which means you can't fish on that property, which is yours. You can't hunt on your property. You can't kill certain rodents on your property because they're environmentally protected. And if you do, you lost the house. Politics again.
A claim in public domain.
Eminent domains in the Constitution. I have in my show rant against the Constitution. I don't think the Constitution was written properly. I think we've given too much credit and we've glorified the founding fathers a little bit too much. I think if you actually read the Constitution, without a jaundiced eye, you'll take a look at certain clauses and you'll say, hey, wait a minute. This is like having a prenup agreement where it says at the last page, I give the bitch everything I got. So what good are the first 28 pages when on the last page, last line, the fine print, it just null and voids everything else?
I always say, Joe, one word can change the whole text of a contract.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so.
And right now, as time is going by, as these things are happening all around us, you know, my little show is not much, but since I have a podium and since I see the numbers of people that actually listen to the show, especially in the archives, I have to use it as a podium to do something, to be, you know, a lone voice in the wind. We on here, we just talking. We're just regular people, just like you. You know what I mean? We're just talking about the circumstances of everything that's going on that's going to work its way through each and every one of our lives and our children's lives and our grandchildren's lives. You understand what I'm saying? We have got to do better, my people. Don't just be on the sidelines idly just watching as they sail us down this bridge. We're in some dangerous waters right now with what's going on around us. A nation divided is going to implode. And that's what the politicians are aiming for, and that's what they're trying to do. Me against you, you against me, I against us, all of that stuff. But it's going to affect us all eventually. Every decision made. And if you don't speak up, if you don't act up, if you don't act out, like my man said, one day we're going to walk in the supermarket shelves and it's just going to be less and less in there. Real talk.
Actually, there was a prediction by a guy named Lindsay Williams, who was a pastor who used to work in Alaska 30 years ago with the major oil companies. And he predicted, because of his relationship still with some of the players who are theoretically in the New World Order, they told him that by 2012 that you can go to the supermarket, you see a hell of a lot of food there, but the prices will be so high you can't afford it. So I'm going to put a little addendum to what I had said before. You know, it's still a possibility you won't see any food there on the shelves, but that's if, in my opinion, if you get a trucker strike. If you get a trucker strike, all of America will be crippled. But if you don't, the dollar's going to be so bad that you will see food in the supermarket, but it'll be $18 a pound, okay, instead of the $3 a pound, and that $3 a pound should have been only 79 cents a pound for steak, because I've got advertisements from the 1920s where it was like 79 cents a pound for steak. Inflation is ruining all of us, but when hyperinflation hits, even the rich, except for the super rich, they'll be affected too.
So what's going to happen now? We're going to see boom in prison industries.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of people are going to be out there hustling, robbing, and they'll be filling up the prisons. Yep.
You know, the prisons, you know, as we stated once before, it's what, the second or third largest corporation in this country. Because they supply a lot of the armed forces with their produce, food, furniture, and all that stuff that these good inmates are building at, what, a dollar a day, 30-something cents a day, mm-hmm. whatever they're getting paid, some ridiculous amount, which is actually the new slavery.
Mm-hmm. And then, and people, I don't know if people know this, but I think it's something like 40% of the convicts in the federal prisons, if not the entire prison system, 40% are there for non-violent crimes. In other words, smoking some weed or going to a prostitute or some other junk-ass shit that they were convicted for.
That's a show for another time out there that I'm going to talk about that whole situation right there. But ladies and gentlemen, once again, you're listening to Kenneth Play. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. I see all the folks over there listening in the chat room. Thank you so much, guest 3805, 3817-3995-4006, Power Move, all the folks taking time to check us out. Listen to us, you know what I mean? Y'all the reason we come here every Sunday. You know, everybody on the line, I see you. If you want to chime in, you know, hit the number one. If you want to listen to us, we're glad to have you. All the folks who check us out in the archives, we love and appreciate each and every one of you. We're just on here talking about life today. We're talking about things going on that's going to directly affect our pocketbooks and our debit cards and our credit cards. These are things that's going to affect us all, which in turn is going to affect our lives, which in turn is going to affect our relationships, which in turn is going to affect our kids and so on and so forth. And I know some of y'all are like, damn, Pretty Tony and them done got deep and kind of play. You got to. You can't be all, you know, frivolous and just laugh and joke you all the time. Sometimes we got to get deep. We're trying to show you, you know what I mean, the scope. We got some things. We got some, you know, fairly educated brothers on the line. Some of us speak with a bit of a swagger more than others, you know. And, of course, we're always glad to have my man Joe on here presenting his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the mysterious Joe from Montana. You know, personally, I think he don't want his phone calibrated and all that stuff. That's
okay.
Why he don't put nothing out here. He
you figured that right.
I think Joe's a revolutionary, man.
I'll tell you what, I'm not letting that. I'm not going to be easy for the feds to find me. Let's put it like that.
The revolution will be televised.
Mm. It sure
and,
as hell will
and
be.
And I also want to put this out there. That's to show you that no matter our background, the way I talk, you know where I'm from, and you know what I'm about, and you know who I ride and I die for. You listen to Joe, you listen to K. Diddy, and you see that we're all three different elements, but we're still on here trying to represent as a unit for the betterment of each one of us and the folks that we represent. We cannot let these politicians and these pastor rights and such divide and conquer, because that is what they're trying to do. The more division, the more friction. The more friction, the more chaos. The more I, we, all, us against them mentality. We're not going to get back to where we need to be with that mentality. All is going to happen is that things are going to become more fractured. Families are going to become more divided. let's not even get into the fact that sometimes I feel as though, and I'm not knocking women's rights by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of times everything is designed to make the father feel as though he's not relevant.
You said it right. Only true. That's very true.
Only his checkbook is relevant. And by no means should any child be deprived of his father who wants to be his father. And it's just like us out here in the streets as we look up those in Washington who are supposed to be the leaders, the elders, our fathers. They ain't doing us right now.
I think everybody need to take out them damn 3D glasses and start looking at the world through their natural vision and quit falling for the distractions, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been falling for the distractions. We focused on the diversions, and we're not paying attention to the real, the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Real talk. I like that, brother. That's some real spit right there. And that's one of the things, you got to keep, my man always to keep the star player in focus. You got to keep this game in focus. They want us to be distracted. You can't be distracted if you're trying to get ahead. You got to be fully engaged. And I know sometimes things are rough and you need a break. You want to go to La La Land. You want to go puff something, fix something. You know what I mean? But please don't spend too much time off in La La Land. Because
hey, where's,
you are.
Tony, where's your other co-host, Joy? Did somebody convince her that she was actually becoming an actress?
I ain't touching that, Joe. You're not suckering me to that time.
Oh, come on.
You ain't suckering me into that. Okay, did you want to respond to that?
No, because I haven't paid our attorney this week.
She's not going to sue anybody, is she? Oh, come on. Oh, Joy, look for me at whatever the name of the play was, So I'm just thinking maybe she's, somebody said, you know what, you can act. You can really act, and maybe she fell for it. I don't know.
Well, listen, man, listen. A lot of us don't have to go to no acting school to act ignorant.
Oh, God, and you thought I said something bad.
Yeah. Once again, I want it reported and noted that I ain't said nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with it, The opinions expressed are strictly those of Joe from Montana and K. Diddy. Tony ain't got nothing to do with it. We'll talk.
No, we were just talking about acting. We were talking about acting.
Yeah, so. Acting and politicians, and I just happen to throw in Joy because Joy hasn't been around, so.
She's pursuing other interests right now. That's a politically correct answer. She's pursuing other interests right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I hope she's successful at her other interests.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
We wish everybody the best.
Yeah.
We wish everybody the best. Jay Gizzle.
Yes, sir.
As we're winding down the show, is there anything else you'd like to put out there for the good folks? Put a
bug in your ear, brother. Oh, shoot, man. I don't even know what to say outside of take your blinders off, and spread some knowledge. We say that we support one another, but I don't know. I think that's a farce, too. But we're going to keep hope alive and keep pushing the movement and stay prayerful that we will start helping each other, supporting each other, and get past this old selfish thing, because it's not too much you really can do in this world by yourself, for real, if you want to excel in anything. But you can be by yourself a lot.
Man, I want to add on to that a little bit. There's not much more to be said than that, but, there's this old cliche that no man is an island. So We all need each other. We are all, you know, hated as much as you want to, disliked as much as you want to. If you've been around for the last 4 years, you have somehow participated in this hole that we all find ourselves in. If you didn't do anything about it, that was another way of condoning it. And we have all dug ourselves into this hole. And it's going to take unity, a unified effort to dig ourselves out of this hole. Whether you're in a hole in your relationship, a hole in your finances, or in a fourth. Hey, Joe, I know you know. What's the number that that this country owes?
What is it, 15? Well, the official figure is $15 trillion, but we probably owe a hell of a lot more than that.
So we're all in this $15 trillion hole together. And it's going to take spreading it out like peanut butter for all of us to get out of it so that our children can have a better future. And that's what it's all about, making it a little bit better for our future seeds right now. We're down to like the last 3 minutes of the show. Once again, I want to thank everybody who's taking the time to listen, come through, all the folks in the chat room, you know, one love. We're glad to have you. Tell a friend, Joe from Montana. You know, Joe, going back to your whole joy comment, you know, originally this is the concept that that initially I had swirling around in my head. Mm-hmm. I wanted this to be a forum where brothers can come and we can talk and we can politic. We can talk about women, talk about brothers, talk about religion. We just come on here and politic as men. You know,
mm-hmm.
a testosterone-driven show. That's what we're doing here in Canada Play. That's what we're doing in Canada Play. You know what I mean? Women are always welcome to chime in, express themselves, say what they need to say. But at the end of the day, you know, we're on here trying to get our balls back on some real ish.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to hear no damn pots and pans in the background.
Yeah, well, I hear that. Mm-hmm.
So, that's what we're going to do. As usual, Joe never gives out information, so if y'all want to catch him, you'll catch him when you catch him, and you'll see him when you see him.
Well,
he comes through here when he feels like it, and he expresses himself, and we're always glad to have him.
Thank you.
You know, so keep the mystery alive, Joe.
Keep
the mystery alive.
Yep. I intend to.
Everybody out there in Listenersville, support the movement. Join the movement. Get copies of the book. We just reissued Playology. We revised it. I made it a lot more mature than it was before, because if you have the first copy, it was really on some street-ish. But this time around, it's more grown. It's more focused. About trying to get your grown man on, and too many of my brothers, whatever your race, we're not in the business of getting our grown man on.
Make sure Joe sends us his email so we can send him a copy, so he'll know it's not just strictly on some female mess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, Joe, you know, you can email us, you know, Lamont at World Movement.
Mm-hmm.
We got a social page. You don't have to make your email address public domain. Shout out, you know what I mean? Shoot it over to Lamont at worldmovement.com.
Mm-hmm.
We promise not to sell it to Joy.
yeah. Please don't. Go
you know
ahead.
I mean?
Yeah.
We're down to the last minute of the show. You know, catch your boy on Twitter. At Selassie Son, SELASSIE. SON. I'll let your boy Pretty Tone on Twitter if you want to talk to me. You know, it's a World Movement thing, and of course, you know the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Get your autographed copies of the book. WorldMovement.com, Amazon, wherever. Who is she? What is she to you? Playology and Players Set to Gamer. Next week, same time, same bat channel, 2:30. Can a player play? Yeah.